Psalms chapter 148. Psalms chapter 148. Praise ye the Lord. Were you listening? That's one of the commands of the Bible. Praise ye the Lord. Let me paraphrase it so Oscar Oakley can understand it even. Amen. You praise the Lord. Let's say that together. You praise the Lord. Say it again. You praise the Lord. Say it again. You praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's my title this morning. You praise the Lord. What'd you come for today? Huh? Keep up your seniority? Amen. Might need somebody to preach your funeral when you die. Forget it. Amen. You need to come for something better than that. Huh? Amen. Bible said, ye praise ye the Lord. And then he said, praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Even the heavens is supposed to praise the Lord. Praise Him in the heights. Whoever's up there is supposed to praise the Lord. Let's see what He says up there. Praise ye Him, all His angels. You think the angels is praising Him up there? Book of Revelation said He was, didn't He? Amen. Boy, they was praising God continuously. They celebrated His birth, a heavenly host of them did, didn't it? Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Amen. All the good angels is praising Him. You think the devil's angels is praising Him? Say no. That was a trick question. Amen. The devil's crowd is not praising Him either. That's why some of you are having such a hard time praising Him, you don't know which side you're on. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to make up your mind which side you're on. Praise God. God's side or the devil's side. Amen. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all of His hosts. He got a whole army up there. And you know what their big job is to do? Praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, all the heavenlies are supposed to praise Him. Amen. Listen to this. He said, praise ye Him, sun and moon. Did you know that was in the Bible? That the sun's supposed to praise Him? Hey? All 10 million degrees, that's what the sun is on the surface. I didn't climb up there and measure it. Somebody else told me that. Amen. 10 million degrees. It may be more. I don't know. It may be less. I don't know. But I know it's awful hot up there on the sun. But God said, all your multiplicities and multiplicities of radiance and heat and light, let it praise God. Amen. And the moon, praise Him. You believe the moon's going to do it? Sure, the moon's going to praise Him. That's why it comes up every night. Amen. To praise God. Just as faithful as clockwork, it comes up every night for one purpose. That is to glorify God. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Hallelujah. Didn't the Bible say the morning stars sing together? I think that probably meant angels, but I don't know about that. Hallelujah. The astronomer says that the stars sing. That they make music. Hallelujah. And some of these days we're going to see a new star come floating down from heaven. I pictured in my message the grand finality. Grand finale. Old Smith and Brown out west hunting. And Smith can't sleep, so he's looking at the heavens through the binoculars. And all of a sudden, he sees something. Says, "Wake up, Brown. Wake up. What's wrong, Smith? Wake up, Brown. What's wrong?" Said, "We're getting a brand new moon." Amen. "Oh, you seen the moon before?" "No, this is a different one. It's coming down in a different place." Amen. The Bible said there's a new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. Praise God. Amen. And if they could tune in their telescope to the new Jerusalem, that four square city coming down from God out of heaven. Amen. The astronomers would have to cap his ears because said, "Man, this is the noisiest star I've ever seen. It sounds like all kinds of singing and all kinds of music because the new Jerusalem is even going to praise God." Raise your hand and praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise ye him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens. And ye waters that be above the heavens. They say they found water on the moon. If they did, you know why it's there? To praise him. They say they're looking for water on Mars. They're sending out a probe. It's going to drill down and it's going to see if they can find frozen water on Mars. If they find it, and they may. Amen. You know what it's there for? To praise God. Wherever it is, the waters, amen, the vapors in the heavens are a miracle. The vapors in the heavens is a tremendous miracle, praise God. You see, that's why we have dry land. Amen. God caused it all to evaporate away. Some of it went into the deep of the earth, and some of it went into the deep of the heavens. And so there's a 50-mile layer out there that's full of water. If all the water that's in the heavens suddenly fell to the earth, we'd have the awfulest flood that you ever saw. Like Noah's flood. Like Lucifer's flood. Amen. The earth would be covered with water and darkness would be upon the face of the deep. You see, the further you get down in the ocean, the darker it gets. Amen. After a while, light don't penetrate. Water gets so deep. It's so dark. That's one reason they had a lot of trouble finding the Titanic and exploring it finally, is because it's so dark and it's so deep. Amen. But the waters in the heavens above evaporated all up there to protect us and to shield us and to water the earth. Praise God. They're up there for the praise of God and the glory of God. Amen. He said, "Let them praise the name of the Lord." What? Those inanimate things? Yes. Yes. Everything praises God. For he commanded and they were created. What did he create them for? To praise him. If you ain't praising, you ain't living. If you ain't praising, you're dead. Amen. You know what's wrong with the average run-of-the-mill church today? They're not praising. Amen. They're dead. Raise your hands and praise him one more time this morning. Let the Lord know, "I'm alive." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. Amen. You see, amen, the world's never going completely out of business. Amen. He's established sun, moon, stars never going out of business. He's established them forever and ever. Heavens is never going out of business. Even When the elements catch on fire and melt with a fervent heat, that's only, amen, to rid the earth of rebellion and sin. Amen. But the earth and the heaven, amen, and the sun, the moon, and the stars, and generations, and the rain and the water is never going out of business. He's established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Praise you, the Lord, from the earth. That's getting closer to where we live, isn't it? We've got everything praising the Lord. We've got the heavens, the moon, the stars. Amen. The stars of light, the universe, the angels. Amen. The heavenly host praising God. And then he says, praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons of all deeps. You know why God give every created thing a mouth and a voice to praise Him? Amen. To praise Him with. Glory to God. Fire and hail and snow and vapor and stormy wind fulfilling His word. What are they supposed to do? They're supposed to praise Him. Amen. The fire is supposed to praise Him. The hail is supposed to praise Him. The snow is supposed to praise Him. Pray tell me, folks, how will the snow praise Him if there ain't no snow? Woo, thank God for the snow. Because the Lord is going to get His praise one way or the other. Every little snowflake speaks His name. And everyone's different. Amen. Everyone has exactly 6 points and everyone is different. Amen. And everyone was created for the specific purpose of praising Him. Hallelujah. The snow and the vapors and the stormy wind. Hey, how can the wind praise God if there ain't no wind? Amen. Oh, I just love nature, don't you? I just love to get out in it. Amen. I came into the house with ice on my hat. My hat was completely iced over. Amen. Friday night. And my coveralls. I had so much insulation, my body heat didn't melt the ice on my coveralls. And it raining and freezing, and my coveralls was covered with ice, and my hat was covered with ice. And I told my wife, I said, my hat has got ice all over it, and my coveralls is covered with ice. And she said, you loved every minute of it. That's the truth. That truer words were never spoken through unfalser teeth. Amen. Hallelujah. Fire and hail and snow and vapors and stormy wind fulfilling His word. They go where He tells them to. They stop when He tells them to. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. Even the snowflakes praise Him. Even the hail praises Him. Even the storm praise Him. How in the world can the storm praise Him if there ain't no storm? How in the world can the fire praise Him when the lightning never flashes? Praise God, in every lightning flash, in every thunder roll. Amen. Sometimes when the thunder rolls up there, I say, speak, Lord. Amen. You know, in the Bible, when God spoke, some said it thundered. Amen. Some said an angel spoke. They didn't quite grasp it because they wasn't quite ready. You know, if you're not ready to hear somebody speak, you sometimes miss it. The first time around, when God just speaks once, you ought to be tuned in to hear Him. When the hail and the fire and the snow and the lightning and the thunder speak, we ought to be tuned in to heaven to know what He's saying. You know what He's saying to most of us? Amen. Get ready. It's going to get worse. Get ready. It's going to get worse in the whole world. The sea and the waves are going to be roaring. The storms are going to get worse. Amen. The clouds are going to get thicker. The darkness is going to get deeper. And every time the darkness covers the earth, every time judgment seems to come on a part of the earth, amen, God says, suppose ye that they in Honduras were sinners above all, nay, suppose ye that they in Nicaragua were sinners above all, I tell you, nay, amen, suppose ye upon whom the tower of Siloam fell, they were sinners above all people, I tell you, nay, suppose ye they who powered mingled their blood with their sacrifices, amen, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Praise God that we're saved this morning and that we're ready. We're washed in the blood and prepared against that day. Amen. Listen to this. Mountains and hills and fruitful trees. Praise God. Let them praise the Lord. Mountains, praise God. Amen. Go ahead and rumble, you mountains. Go ahead and reach toward the sky. There's one thing about mountains. They point up. They got their hands raised. Praising God. There's one thing about hills. They cause you to look up after a while. Preaching Bill at the ferry in the old mountain story. Amen. He said, when you buy a piece of flat land, you buy an acre of flat land, he said, an acre is all you get. But he said, you buy an acre of these hills, the Lord only knows how much you'd have if it's all mashed out flat. Amen. The hills, praise God. Hallelujah. The mountains and the hills and the fruitful trees. Well, now, wait a minute. He didn't say the unfruitful, he said the fruitful. It's the fruitful trees that praise God. Amen. Brother Mike was talking about people in a certain church that need to learn to give. Amen. You see, our giving is our fruit. The reason Paul wanted the Corinthian church to get with it, pardon my expression, that's really why he wrote to them, had to write to them twice. Amen. To get with it, he said that not out of necessity, he said, but that God may have fruit. Our giving is our fruit. And you know what happens if we don't bear fruit? He says, cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? You know what you're getting ready to do if you're a tight wad in God's kingdom? You're getting ready to be cut down. Amen. The branch on the vine that don't bring forth fruit is cut off and cast into the fire. The tree that didn't bring forth fruit for 3 years. Amen. He said, cut it down. And the pastor begged him, Lord, give it one more. The husbandman, I know I just slipped pastor in there because I've had so many. That I beg God to give them one more year, one more chance to be fruitful. Praise God. Amen. You better give while you got a chance. You're going to run out of chances pretty soon. You better give while your chance. You may not like the way your daughter's third husband spends your money after you're gone. Amen. You better give while you got a chance. Amen. You may not like the way your wife spends your money after your wife's second husband spends your money after you're gone. You better give while you got some say on it. You need to be like Randy Coffey was preaching years ago. He told about the man, amen, in his will said, I, being of sound mind, as they gathered around to read his will, said, I, being of sound mind, spent it all. Amen. We need to invest it in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We need to put God first. Amen. Because you're going to die. Oh, I just dread that day when I wind up with big hospital bills and the old folks home. You're going to have them anyway. You're going anyhow. Amen. You just well to make the most of it while you got all your marbles. Amen. While your wheels are still rolling. You need to give while you make the most of it. He said the fruitful tree. He didn't say anything about the unfruitful tree. The unfruitful tree don't even respect its own self. The little children don't throw any rocks in a fruitful tree to knock down the apples. It's that fruitful tree that's thrown full of sticks. Amen. That's skin up with a few rocks because somebody's trying to get the apples down. Amen. I was in the Philippines in March several years ago, and Brother Berg, he had a rented home just outside of Loag City beside the main road. And one day, one of those trucks, an 18-wheeler, had stopped. Amen. And some guy, it was just the time that the mango fruit was big and green on the trees, and about half the trees seem like in the Philippines are mango trees. Amen. You got a big fruit on them about that big, and it's got the flesh in it like a peach, and got one great big seed in it, and I like them. Amen. But them Filipinos, they like them green. And they pulled over that 18-wheeler, and that Filipino was up on top of the bed of that 18-wheeler with a great long pole that he carried for some reason or other on that 18-wheeler. That long bamboo pole, he was knocking mango fruit out of that big tall tree for his dinner. I guarantee you one thing, he don't stop under a barren mango tree. And I want to tell you something else. God pretty soon quit stopping by an empty fruit tree. If he ever stops, you better look out. He's got an axe in his hand. And the axe is laid at the root of the tree. And the tree that bringeth forth not good fruit shall be hewn down and cast into the fire. And even the fire of judgment will praise him. Amen. Said, see there? That's what happens to people that don't bring forth fruit that praises God. You think you can't afford to give, honey? I learned that down in Kentucky. I didn't use that word till I got down in Kentucky. Amen. And I heard everybody saying, honey, honey, amen, you got something in store for you. Amen. You got a rude awakening in store for you. Praise God. Hey, amen. Listen to this. He said, mountains and all hills and fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts, all cattle, all creeping things. Amen. What's that old cow do when she bawls in the morning? She looks up. What does the horse do when he whinnies and neighs? He looks up. What does the bird do when he whistles? He looks up. I ought to try whistling a little for you. Amen. But I'll spare you this morning. Amen. The bird looks up. Amen. I can't hardly whistle and laugh at the same time anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, everything in God's creation, even a rooster when he crows. Pardon that. That's just a young rooster. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What does a rooster do when he crows? He looks up. Amen. Somebody said that man is the hardest-headed, stiff-neckedest creature that God ever made, and he can't hardly get him to praise him. Hey, let's look up this morning, and let's raise our hands again, and let's praise him, thank God, from whom all blessings flow. Let's render him the calves of our lips, the fruit of our lips, our praise and glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All the cattle and creeping thing, flying fowl, all of them praise God. You can watch them. They praise God. They know things, too, that we don't know. Amen. They've got their own weather forecast. Amen. Before they drove those deer back further into the woods behind the house, I knew when it was going to get bad. because all them deer came out and they grazed. They was cramming for the storm. Amen. In the back garden back there. Hey, amen. The kings of the earth and all the people. What? The kings of the earth, the rulers, are supposed to praise God. Amen. And the people that voted them in, they're supposed to praise God. All the people. 100% all of this time. You know, in our politics today, majority rules. But I want to say this, God overrules. Amen. We better praise God. We better give God the glory. Kings of the earth and all the people and princes, that's the ones standing in line for the throne. And all the judges of the earth, hey. Amen. We got one job to do. All of us, kings, princes, rulers, all the people, all the judges, all the politicians, and all the proletariat, to praise God. It's a command, folks. We'll praise Him one way or the other. We'll praise Him in the fires of judgment. We'll praise Him in the fires of Pentecost. We'll shout His praises in the screams and agonizing wail and gnashing of teeth in hell. Or we'll praise Him in heaven everlasting. One way or the other, we'll bring glory to God. Hallelujah. Let them praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That's the summation of all these that I just read. That's why I read into each one of these verses. Let them praise Him, because He sums them all up. Both young men and maidens, old men and children. Amen. How many young men have we got here this morning? Hold up. Young men, come on. Young men, come on. Amen. Get your hand down, Brother Sexton. No, amen. Young men, amen. Let all the young men praise God. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Come on, young men, raise your hand. The Bible commands you to praise God. Come on, young men, raise your hands and glorify God. Come on, young men. Hey, hallelujah. Could I just raise my hands and praise God with you? Hallelujah. Young men, maidens. That's young girls. How many young girls have we got here this morning? Hold up your hand, young girls. All the young girls. Come on, girls. Come on, girls. Come on, girls. Amen. Well, go ahead, Grandma. I mean, amen. If we can't get the young girls to raise their hand, we'll hit Grandma. Come on. Let all the maidens, all the young girls, raise your hand. Let me see your hand. Hold both of them up high. Amen. Let's see if we can outdo the young men, girls. Praise Him a little bit. Praise God a little bit. Come on, girls. Shout it out loud. Hallelujah. Some of you not praising Him. Why? You not learned to praise Him yet. Oh, you learn to be embarrassed when it come time to praise Him. Who done that to you? The devil laughed you to scorn a time or two, and you quit. Huh? The devil mocked you a time or two, and you quit. Hey, it's the devil that keeps us from praising God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the old men, come on, let's all raise our hands, boys. Amen. Old men, go ahead, Denver, it's your time now. Hallelujah. Amen. Ah, glory to God. Come on, Brother Hampton, it's your time, buddy. Amen. All the old men. Whew. Jim not raising his hand to the old men, he just looks old, you know. He just got a lot of miles on him, you know. Amen. Come on, that's all the old men. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Jeff, you just well to praise Him. They already asked you if you was my brother last night. Amen. Sister asked him if he was my brother last night, and he said, no, I'm his dad. Let's praise Him, old men. Let's give God the glory. Come on, Richard, you can praise God with us. Hallelujah. Woo! You're old if you're past 30. Come on, praise Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Woo! And children. How many children we got today? Got any children? Ah, yeah. Come on. Wait, look at there. Come on, look good. There's Rebecca. Amen. There's old Steve back there raising his hand. Amen. Lord help. Amen. Come on, children. Hey, what do you say? Let's all help the children. Praise God. Raise your hand and glorify God. Let's set the example before the children. Let the children praise Him. Hallelujah. If the sun, the moon, the stars, amen, and all the heavens and all the hosts and all the angels, praise God. Hell, we ought to be able to praise Him in a Pentecostal church where the glory rolls, where the power falls, where the anointing is here. Hallelujah. Where the fire sets upon it. Get in the glory. Amen. Oh my God. Amen. Stand with me and let's praise Him. Let's everybody praise Him. Hallelujah. Let them praise the Lord. For His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. He exalteth the horn of His people. The praise of all His saints. Even the children of Israel, a people near unto the Lord. Praise ye Him. Amen. If you feel close to heaven, close to God, give Him the praise tonight. Woo! Give Him the praise this day. This is our day. This is our time. We'll never have another one. This is our grand and glorious opportunity. Praise God. Hey, we've come on the scene for such an hour as this. Your car parked in front of the church on a cold, snowy, icy day. Amen. It's a praise to God. It's a glory to every passerby. Amen. I hope they see the fire on the roof of a Pentecostal highway of Holy Church. Praise Him, children of God. Praise Him, children. Praise Him, children of God. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him,
praise Him. I will bless the Lord. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, holy, holy. All my soul and all that is within me is holy, holy name. Holy name.
How bless the Lord. He's done great things. He's done great things. He's still doing great things. Hallelujah. I want to bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. I want to praise God. All it is within me. With my dying breath. My living breath. I want to praise God. Bless Him. Holy name. Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord.